Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hurricane Katrina gathers strength and accelerates towards the Texas coast, projected to make landfall somewhere between Corpus Christi and Galveston, Texas. In 1909, many more thousands died in Galveston when a hurricane hit and submerged the entire island that have died in the aftermath of Katrina. Hurricane Rita gathers strength. Hurricane Rita has gained strength as it heads across the Gulf of Mexico after battering the coastline of Cuba and the southern tip of Florida. Rita is expected to hit Texas later this week and has been upgraded twice within hours to a Category 4 storm, already a Category 4 sooner than thought by forecasters, with winds exceeding 130 miles per hour. It could become, in the incredibly hot waters of the Central Gulf, a Category 5, and then if it hits land as a 3 or 4, even a 2, it could be devastating. If it hits as a 5, unbelievable devastation. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating coastal towns. New Orleans is also on high alert as the storm could cause flooding once again in the low-lying city. Troops and supplies are being brought to the region to deal with the hurricane's aftermath. The BBC's Alistair Lighthead in Miami says state and federal authorities are planning for something as big as Hurricane Katrina, which devastated parts of Louisiana and Mississippi last month, and this time they want to be sure they are properly prepared. And the evacuees of Hurricane Katrina, the largest portion of being in coastal cities or near coastal cities like Houston, are now going to be moved to Austin, that has already absorbed 10,000 refugees, as they were called. Oil companies have stepped up their evacuation of rigs in the region, and the city of Galveston in Texas is being completely evacuated. Several thousand Louisiana residents who found shelter in Texas after their homes were wrecked by Hurricane Katrina are being uprooted again and moved to Arkansas and Tennessee, and Austin and Dallas and San Antonio, I would add. And 500 buses are standing by, ready to evacuate people from New Orleans, whose protective levees, the Army Corps of Engineers are reporting, can only withstand another 3 inches of rain. We will continue to watch Hurricane Katrina throughout the broadcast and continually on this network and obviously on stations tuning into this broadcast. When we get back, I guess they could say when it rains, it pours. When we get back, House approves anti-hate bill, freedom of speech now in jeopardy, passage of thought crimes bill spells doom to free talk radio. Reverend Ted Pike isn't joking when he gives you that analysis, and we've got Ted, Pastor Pike, joining us in about 30 minutes from now. Also, the U.S. State Department says New Testament is anti-Semitic, needs to be restricted, needs to be banned. Yes, we're not joking, my friends. Last year, finally got the charges dropped this year, 7 pastors faced 47 years in prison for praying on their knees on a street corner. Now illegal in America. Not a joke. You thought it was illegal for the Supreme Court to steal your property without just compensation. You thought they couldn't have forced psychological testing, forced drugging. You thought they would never promote enforceably implanting you with chips. It's all happening. Pentagon blocks Able Danger testimony, how they protected Al Qaeda. More developments on British special forces caught carrying out staged terror attacks in Iraq. Red-handed. Experts say Louisiana levy should have held. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. The abominable, un-American Bill of Rights attacking, carcinogenic ADL, Anti-Defamation League, has successfully gotten the House to pass their thought crimes bill. And ladies and gentlemen, it was the ADL that helped orchestrate Christians being arrested for kneeling and praying in a outfest up in Philadelphia. And they almost got 47 years in prison. It was being billed as terrorism to pray. The Bush administration had U.S. attorney through Chertoff viciously go after them, and a higher-level judge ordered it thrown out. They were taking it to court. They were going to spend 47 years in prison for praying. This is the equivalent of communist China. And I know there's a lot of leftists out there that are like, good, put those haters in prison. What's wrong with you people? You're not going to have your right to skip around and have your little demonstrations against George Bush, your buddy, if Christians don't have the right to protest homosexuals. And I've told the neocon phony Christians this. If you march out and try to take the rights of the socialist and others, you're going to lose your rights to protest and demonstrate. By the way, the Texas Civil Rights publication, oh, I'll dig it out here in a second, it's somewhat prestigious, came out with really a half-hearted hit piece on me. I shouldn't be too mean. You know, they say, well, Alex does a lot of good work, but he's wrong about protesting the Daisy-Sace Mexican Independence Parade. You know, are people allowed to celebrate the revolution, Alex? You know, I wasn't there protesting that. I was protesting that it was a decidedly un-American, anti-American revolution against the U.S. march by a large portion of those in attendance, and I got their T-shirts, and I got their admissions, and I got their comments. This is Aslan, and they're taking over. And I don't appreciate it. And then the individual that wrote the article said, oh, Mr. Jones, I have a question for you. I wonder if it'd be okay if they're... Would you be against them having their demonstration? Would you ban it? Therefore, implying that I'm against free speech and that I was against them having, being able to have the demonstration. When I've said a million times, and the person obviously listens to the show, and they had quotes in there I've used, you know, only on air about I've got a nose for corruption, a nose for oppression. You know, they had quotes that I've stated here on the air. The person's obviously a listener. You know full well I've said I'll fight to the death for Khalid Muhammad to say kill every white person on the face of the earth. I'll fight to the death for the right of Mecha to say, you know, kill all whites. But it doesn't mean that I agree with it. I'll fight to the death for the Klan's right to say ship all the blacks back to Africa. I don't agree with it, but because if we don't have the free speech, folks, we have nothing. So how dare you imply, I wonder if Mr. Jones wanted the whole thing banned. You know, you've got to invent things against me. You've got to make things up about me. And it's not going to work. Last night, my wife was out of printer ink, and the only place open at 11 o'clock at night was Target. So I popped in over at Target, and the place was about to close, but it was full of people, and I had, what, 5 Hispanics walk up to me and shake my hand, and 4 of them mentioned separate males, males in their buying things. 5 Hispanic males walk up to me, 4 of them mentioning they saw me on the news and they agreed with me. So, Justin, let me give you the news flash. Your propaganda isn't working, so you can try whatever you want. It isn't working. People have been listening to this show far too long. They know I stand up for the little guy. They know I know what I'm talking about. And you're not going to divide people, and it's not going to work. So that's the message to you. When you attack me, the community, especially in Central Texas, will turn against you. Your propaganda is a failure. You have lost again. And it's not going to work. And I lanced a boil with the help of all the folks that showed up. And I want to commend those that did show up. I haven't thanked you enough for that. When we protested the un-American elements of the Daisy-Sace parade Saturday, I want to thank you for coming. But we did lance the boil to a certain extent. We have not extracted all of the scrofulous detritus. This country is still very infected, obviously, but it's a good start. All right, enough of my disgusting analogies. And I am digressing, but it all ties into the move to literally destroy this country, to literally destroy free speech and what the ADL is up to. And, folks, the House has now passed it. I mean, draconian speech laws like they got in Canada. Very, very scary. It's going to the Senate. Now, we've beat this legislation 5 separate times, but we're by the hair of our chinny chin chin on this one. I'm going to get into the other news, but I've got to repeat this public service announcement here, this warning. Katrina has accelerated and now been upgraded to Category 4. They were saying it was going to make landfall sometime Friday, but if it continues to accelerate, it could make landfall Thursday night or Friday morning, or it could slow down and come in Saturday. It could turn to the south and hit Mexico and South Texas, or it could continue right on its current path in the low pressure zone that's going to suck it right into the area between Corpus Christi and Houston. Houston is above sea level, but it's still very low. Houston has flooded severely in the past, and masses of deaths have occurred. I mean, we'll have flash flooding here in Central Texas, and you know, a few years ago, 35 people died in 2 hours. So it's very dangerous, and there's going to be flooding all over Texas because of this. And so just be ready for it. And if you live in the coastal areas, you need to get out, and you need to get out now, unless you are in a fortified, very strong structure that can withstand 130-mile-an-hour winds. It could come ashore that strong. It's that strong right now. And, it better be 10, 15 feet above on stilts. So if I was you, I'd get out of there. If I was you, I would say vaya con Dios to hasta luego, see you mañana, and I would get in the car and get out of there. Because these hurricanes are getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, admittedly, in the last 10 years, the hurricanes are just getting more and more severe. So Hurricane Rita gathers strength. Hurricane Rita has gained strength as it heads across the Gulf of Mexico after battering the coastline of Cuba and the southern tip of Florida. It's expected to hit Texas later this week and has been upgraded twice within hours to a Category 4 storm with winds exceeding 130 miles per hour or 210 kilometers an hour right now. Good reason to not live on the coast. You know, I love the ocean, I love the coast, but I mean, it's just, coastal regions get battered. House approves anti-hate bill, freedom of speech now in jeopardy, passage of thought crimes bill spells doom to free talk radio. Pastor Pike coming up. U.S. State Department says New Testament is anti-Semitic, moves to restrict it. Pentagon blocks Abel danger testimony. By the way, before I get into this, anybody that doubts they're moving to restrict the New Testament, what happened with Mel Gibson, the champion of promoting good, wholesome films and the champion of promoting anti-New World Order films and pro-rebellion against tyranny films? He makes The Passion of the Christ and is savaged for it. Of course, it blew up in the globalist faces and didn't work, and the movie made $600 million and counting. What is it, like $700 million now or something? I mean, I don't know. But it just shows that it's all a bluff. Buying into their propaganda, buying into the demonization of free speech, it's a bluff. What is it, the second biggest grossing film of all time? And that was like 8-9 months ago when I saw the statistics. I believe I may have heard out of the corner of my ear on the radio, it may be the all-time biggest grosser now worldwide. And they laughed at him, they scorned him, they attacked him, they tried to get some of the evangelicals to attack him, saying it was a piece of Catholic propaganda. You know, none of that worked. None of it worked. And now the film is either number one or number two, highest grossing ever. And again, the point is the people want the truth. The people want reality. The people want history. The people are hungry for it. They're not hungry for a bunch of garbage. They're sick of it. They're tired of it. This broadcast is evidence of that. Number one alternative radio show in the country. And I'm not tooting my horn. It's a great responsibility. I don't do the best job. But we should all take heart. I'm only one show, folks. One group of websites. Dwarfing in our reach some of the biggest TV stations, some of the biggest, no, it's true, some of the biggest newspapers in the country. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with masses of news and masses of information. Stay with us.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. But there's more to oxygen than just breathing. Two-time Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg stated, where cells get enough oxygen, cancer will not, cannot occur. Atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dip as low as 10% in indoor and urban environments. Is it then any wonder we have so much chronic disease in today's world? We all need the unmedical miracle, oxygen. This book will teach you simple, inexpensive ways to increase your body's oxygen level without negative side effects. This is especially important for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and health-conscious persons. Order the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen book for yourself today in pages 1495. We now ship free of charge to any U.S. or Canadian address. Get the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen book with free shipping by calling 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416. To learn more and order securely online by clicking the Oxygen banner at gcnlive.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Will taking vitamins make you healthy? Guess what? God didn't make a vitamin tree. He combined and proportioned the nutrients we need for total health and pure whole foods. Unfortunately, eating properly is difficult in today's world. We must find organic foods, ensure their freshness, buy them, prepare them raw, then eat and fully digest them. Most of us cannot complete all those steps, and thus we remain malnourished. URI International has the perfect solution. URI grows foods organically in the world's richest soil, harvests them at their peak, and dries them to powder in seconds at temperatures below 88 degrees Fahrenheit, locking in 100% of their nutrients. This pristine powder is encapsulated into URI whole food products, making instant and complete nutrition readily available for you. Access these premium whole foods through URI's wholesale membership program today. Just call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. Use promotional code 18222 or learn more and join online by clicking the URI banner at gcnlive.com.
Forget the fight against the globalists. Information is our ultimate weapon. In my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is a three-hour miniseries covering the latest police state developments. And we spend an hour on how the military-industrial complex carried out 9/11 and why they did it as a pretext for global empire. And then we spend an hour looking at the Luciferian death cult that controls it. Who we're fighting and what their final goals are. Very important film. It's a mini-series. Three films for the price of one. It is Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. You need to have it. Also, American Dictators, Road to Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com to order the videos via the safe, secure, online shopping cart. Or you can simply call toll-free to get the films, and that number is 1-888-253-3139. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where my weekly TV reports are posted every week. We're going to have the La Reconquista video posted tomorrow, and where we have all my best audio interviews, text reports, a bunch of other films, a bunch of e-books, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Please take action. Please take advantage of it. And your purchase of the videos and books and materials makes our ministry, our operations against the New World Order possible. All right. Pentagon blocks Abel Danger testimony. And I cannot do justice to this without giving you some background. How many FBI agents have been told, if you tell the public what you know, or if you give a speech, or if you write a book about what you know, you'll be arrested? And they're ordered under national security not to talk. How many embassy heads have we interviewed? How many FBI agents have we interviewed? How many of their lawyers have we interviewed? Before they get the gag orders, we had David Shippers on. They were ordered directly not to stop Al-Qaeda. They were ordered directly, the transcript, the audio is posted on the site, they were ordered not to defend this country. They were ordered then not to tell the public about it. Well, I mean, here's another example. Pentagon blocks Abel Danger testimony. They were going to have the testimony. Pentagon lawyers have ordered five members of the Abel Danger intelligence team not to testify at an open Senate hearing scheduled for today about information they developed on lead 9/11 hijacker Muhammad Atta a year before the 9/11 attacks. Well, if you actually read what happened, they were going to bust him, and they knew he was a terrorist, and they were ordered to let him back into the country and leave him alone. Just like Sybil Edmonds was looking at classified info after the fact and told to destroy it, it's the same story. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who was the Defense Intelligence Agency's liaison officer to Abel Danger, said he was preparing his testimony for the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday afternoon when he was told that the hearing will be classified, it will be secret. Hours after Lieutenant Schaefer revealed that he'd been muzzled, Defense Department spokesman Brian Whitman told The New York Times that open testimony on Abel Danger will not be appropriate. And now they're just blocking Abel Danger testimony, period. And again, this goes back to 99, Clinton ordering the protection of Adam. And the neocons get on the radio and go, see, it was Bill Clinton. And I said 2 weeks ago, I said, you watch. Bush is going to block this testimony, protecting Bill Clinton. Do you understand that, folks? I mean, I know you do. But it's so simple, it's even hard for some people to grasp it out there who are neocon worshipers, Bush worshipers. Bush did all the same stuff himself once he got in office. He reauthorized W-199-I. You know, people go, well, Bush signed W-199-I, ordering FBI and CIA and Defense Intelligence not to stop Al-Qaeda or Hamas. But so did Bill Clinton. So, see, well, yeah, that makes it even worse. It shows it's a unified policy. Al-Qaeda is the CIA. Al-Qaeda is the globalist terror arm. We just caught Special Air Services, the British Delta Force, carrying out terror attacks. They've been caught over and over again, this time red-handed with wigs and fake beards on, out shooting and killing people with explosives to carry out, you know, these fake truck bombs, these car bombs. And when they got caught and captured by the police, a bunch of tanks went in and attacked the jail and took them out. They have to. They can't have their people being captured. You go, why on earth would SAS be undermining the situation? Because the longer they stay there, the more money the defense companies make. It's real simple. 2 + 2 = 4. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Coming up in about 4 minutes, Pastor Chet Pike will be with us in the middle of the next hour, and we'll take your calls. House approves anti-hate bill, freedom of speech now in jeopardy. Passage of thought crimes bill spells doom to free talk radio, and being able to read out of the Old or New Testament. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. And by the way, if you want to watch his hate crimes video, we'll tell you how to get it later, but I need to carry it. But he was kind enough to let us post it on PrisonPlanet.tv, the entire film, an amazing documentary covering the full magnitude of what the ADL's up to for PrisonPlanet.tv folks. But before we go to Pastor Pike, who's patiently holding and valiantly leading the charge now for, I guess, the fifth year in a row. He's been doing it for over a decade, but it's really been hot and heavy combat in the info war in the last 5 years. They tried to pass it five times now in the last 5 years. This is the fifth time. But before we go to Pastor Pike with the attack on the First Amendment, the vicious, savage attack, we need to go to Debbie Morrow. And, folks, this morning, again, I ordered another filter for friends. I mean, I've ordered what? This isn't a joke. I've ordered five filters this year, big ones, because I got friends and family that just will not do the right thing. And plus, I get an even better discount than you do. By the way, you're already getting the best discount out there when you say Alex Jones sent you. I even get a little bit more one where they don't even make anything, but they're great folks. So I just constantly am buying them myself to give them to people. I mean, this is... But forget doing it because of a hurricane. It's the current crisis is the poisons in the water supply. Go to the EPA's own website. I mean, what they allow in there is incredible. But yes, this hurricane could ravage. It is now a Category 4, rampaging towards Houston and Galveston, and it may turn and hit South Texas or northern Mexico, and we pray for everybody that's going to be under its attack. But now their phones are literally, and there's only a few people there answering the phones, American company folks, made in America, highest quality, melting off the wall. But they're doing a deal where they're doing super fast shipping, so you'll get it on, I guess, tomorrow night or Friday morning, I don't know. We're about to, well, let's talk to the person that knows. But you know I like to run on at the mouth. Debbie, what's this super deal you guys are offering people for no additional charge?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. Well, what we're doing is we've added some extra staff into our locations so they can pick up the messages and call the people back and take the orders. And then I'm getting the shipping instructions out for this afternoon. UPS picks up around 2:30 Mountain Time. If we can get the orders processed and everything, we'll send them out blue label, which is second day.
Now, that's 3:30 Central.
Right.
So, folks, now, Debbie, did they get my message from 2 hours ago from my new order?
I have no idea if it was left on the 0717 line.
Yeah, and the first name of where it's going is Tommy. So, well, just...
Yeah, I'll talk to them and find out to be sure.
All
but
right.
If you could fax the note over to Shirley or something, I'll call her and get the information.
Well, I've already left it, so I'm sure one of your people got it.
Okay.
Tell people about the different specials you're offering and the special you're offering on shipping.
Well, what we're doing on the shipping is we're offering to go ahead and we normally charge $18 shipping and handling, and that'll get it regular ground. But what we're doing is we're doing the same $18 but sending it out blue label today to get there on Friday.
And that costs you, what, $50?
It's a lot. I don't know. It depends on where it goes. But
the last time I did that, I saw it on the bill.
It's expensive to do that.
It's $48 to $55. For $18, you get basically $50 shipping on average here in the country. And that's the regular discount on the stainless steel American Berkey with the two black elements, $225.
What we'd like it to be, because we are back-ordered on the big Berkeys, for $235, what we want to do is we have the Royal Berkeys in stock for $260. And I like the Royal Berkey better anyway because it holds 3.5 gallons as opposed to 2.5 gallons. I think that the Royal Berkey is more family. I think it's a great size, and it's embossed. It's engraved. It's really a nice
product. Debbie, right now you're out of the smaller ones?
We're out of, well, big Berkeys. From, you know, the regular big Berkey that everybody's familiar with, we're pretty much back-ordered on them now because of all the hurricanes and everything. So the Royal Berkeys are what we're making available.
What about the Lexan see-through model?
We have them without lights available, but all the ones with lights are gone. I think I have two more left, and they're shipping out.
So right now, you're basically selling out.
We are, but everything's coming in. Like, we have shipments coming in today. We have things being overnighted from England. We have things being overnighted, you know, the American-made things from across the country here. So, you know, don't stop calling because you go, oh, well, they don't have anything, because we're having product overnighted and assembled, and we've added quite a bit of staff.
Okay, good. Folks, Debbie, I appreciate you coming on. I'm going to give the number out.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on, and God bless. Folks, tell them Alex Jones sent you, and you get huge discounts. Very important you do that. You also do get a free gift, a sports bottle, which will do 600 refills. It'll take the worst water you can imagine and purify it. And those are only like $25 for listeners. Be sure and take advantage of that as well. 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. Look, don't procrastinate, but I'm telling you, the hurricane isn't even the crisis. It's bad, but it's what's already in the water. 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. All right, I really appreciate Debbie coming on with us. You can tell she's tired. I was talking to her this morning, and phone was just click, click, click. You know, people calling. I could hear folks in the background taking calls. But the American Berkeys are made right here in America. That's the units I buy. They also have the British Berkeys. The sports bottles are great, too. They're made in America. They don't cut all the toxins out. They just reduce them. But they do cut all the bacteria and pathogenic stuff out, and they do 600 refills. So they make the water safe. And that's what I think is really good for hurricanes. But also the big Berkeys are wonderful as well. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. But it is important. But what we're about to cover is really important, and that is the open assault on the First Amendment on free speech. And if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we have links to these articles. House approves anti-hate bill, and U.S. State Department says New Testament is anti-Semitic. And then we have a direct link to the ADL's website where they openly admit they're advising the State Department, the Congress, to go ahead and get rid of the First Amendment. And this is just outrageous. And then we've also caught rabbis and others connected to these groups going out and having people dress up as Klan members and white supremacists when a bill isn't going to pass, say in Idaho in a famous case, and then the mailing address for the white supremacist group, the degenerate, distasteful group, we don't like them either, folks. We don't like scum. It goes back to the rabbi. And we've caught a bunch of different Jewish groups and black groups as well. It's been all over the news. You've heard about it. Mailing themselves hate letters, stealing their own newspapers, spray painting swastikas on their own synagogues. In fact, more often than not, that's what's happening. I'm really tired of it. Again, it's problem, reaction, solution. Now, there's laws against spray painting a swastika on a synagogue. And I think it's horrible. Because, you know, most Jewish folks are wonderful people, and that just makes them then think everybody's out to get them and then gets them under the control of the radical right-wing Zionists who want to control them. And then at the same time, we see just, you know what, there's so many examples of this. We had George Galloway on, member of Parliament, talking about the big BBC reports and reports out of even the Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, where they create fake al-Qaeda groups, Mossad does, to bomb Jews, to then get police state control there, or how they wanted to run Jews out of Europe so the Zionists would bomb Jewish synagogues in Spain and in Iraq to run the Jews out. Well, I mean, they admit now that Kermit Roosevelt and the CIA bombed mosques and blamed it on Mossadegh to kick Mossadegh out in 1953 in Iran. So it's just the same thing. They want us all at each other's throats so they can then ban our free speech. And they're banning Christians praying on street corners and arresting them, and they're facing hardcore prison time for kneeling and praying. This is not a joke, folks. This is Philadelphia Daily News. You know, this is AP. This is mainstream news. You'll have 500 Bush supporters. One person has a sign saying, Bush is a war profiteer. The police march up, and they say, you're not allowed to protest. And they give them 6 months in federal prison. I mean, folks, everybody's losing their free speech. And this is a nightmare. So Pastor Pike joins us. Pastor Pike, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, I appreciate you holding during my diatribe on water filters. And then,
well, it's been very interesting.
Give us kind of a background on what the ADL really is. Not a Jewish organization, folks. And then let's go through basically just how 11th hour things are, because I mentioned to you during the last break, every time I mention Christians facing 47 years and it going to trial for kneeling and praying, and this is on video, folks, on your website, Pastor Pike, this was on national news as well, every time I talk about it, I get calls going, where is that? I don't believe that. So please fill us in.
Yes. Well, the Anti-Defamation League was formed in 1913 as the so-called Civil Liberties Watchdog Branch of B'nai B'rith International. Now, in order to understand the ADL, you first have to understand B'nai B'rith. It's a huge international Jewish religious educational fraternal and charitable organization. It has 2,100 lodges and chapters worldwide in more than 50 countries.
It's basically a mafia.
That's right, but we have to be really honest about that. And let's just talk just for a second about B'nai B'rith, because the Anti-Defamation League is part of B'nai B'rith. They've had their squabbles over the decades, but it is still part of B'nai B'rith. At the B'nai B'rith website, their first description of themselves says, we, B'nai B'rith, are the on-ground members, and we have on-ground members and supporters in more than 50 countries. We are, in a real sense, the body and soul of the Jewish world. From Argentina to Slovakia, etc., B'nai B'rith, it says, is a synonym for organized Jewry. And right now, B'nai B'rith is establishing a huge, a European hate crimes Gestapo. They have 55 nations now who have joined together in an organization, the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation.
And they're the guys lobbying to shut down our internet here, and our government saying Germany can come arrest American citizens for what we say here. And for those that think, oh, this is just people with swastikas on their arms, who Pastor Pike and I resist and don't like, understand, folks, we had Robin Page, BBC 20-plus year reporter of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show. All he said in the speech was, rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They are, Scotland Yard arrested him under these hate crimes codified codes and took him into custody, saying the word homosexual was hate. So this is the type of just reign of terror we're talking about.
Yeah, and this is getting established in Europe with no less than 55 nations buying into these twisted definitions of hate. And, of course, the working definition of hate from B'nai B'rith and ADL internationally is that hate equals bias against some federally protected group, such as homosexuals or Jews. And, therefore, if you are biased against a sodomy, as the Bible is biased against it, automatically you become a hater, you become a hate criminal, and the Bible becomes a hate literature in countries which are under the dominion of these ADL B'nai hate laws. And you're right, their top priority under the OSCE in Europe right now is a creation of an organization which combines the greatest expertise of internet technology, legal issues, and so on, to shut down what they call cyber hate on the internet. And of course, you're at the top of the list as a cyber hate, a hater. Any free speech talk show radio host who utilizes the internet worldwide is a prime target now. For it's called INACH, the International Network Against Cyber Hate, and they're also establishing a huge statistics gathering organization out of Europe.
Now, again, for those that don't know, we are inches away from being shut down. I want listeners to know this.
This is a top priority. The ADL is squirming and anxious because there's so many loose cannons out there on the internet, spilling the beans like you and I are about this conspiracy. They also have a huge statistics gathering organization which takes information about so-called hate crimes from all of these 55 nations now, which are now a member of OSCE. And of course, they have a twisted definition that makes hollering across the street or shouting verbal epithets between skinheads and gays or whatever, that becomes a hate crime. They put that in their hopper and they produce these tremendously
high... Let me give people an example.
Uh-huh.
I was out there with black folks, Hispanics, you name it, protesting racist Hispanic groups Saturday. And I was assaulted. I had a woman run up and grab both my biceps and squeeze her fingernails into me. The state police, who even like us, are so afraid of them, they did nothing. It's all on video. They did push her off. Then another individual came with his cane and rammed at Mike Hansen holding my camera. It's all on video. He was wearing a shirt saying, "Aslan for all of the Americas." In the future, folks, if I yell on a bullhorn and that's considered to be hateful, I will disappear into a gulag and never be seen again.
Well, you see right there the double standard which our justice and police system have. I presume these may have been Hispanic people who are assaulting you.
Yes.
But if you had jammed your biceps, your fingers into her biceps, she would, and if you had used some kind of a a racistic slur, that would have been a violation of the.
Yeah, they were calling us gringo devils and.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But that's okay.
But see, it's the minorities, the federally protected groups such as Jews, homosexuals, Chicanos, blacks, and so on are never. I repeat, never. Indicted.
Well, by the way, I'm a minority in Texas and,
yeah.
And five other states.
Yes. Well, anyway, the most outstanding, outrageous example of bias crime being charged against Christians was, of course, in Philadelphia last October 10th, when 11 Christians were doing nothing more than preaching and witnessing in the public square in Philadelphia. Lynn Abraham, who is the National Executive Board member of the ADL, and also the DA of Philadelphia, she gave orders to arrest those Christians under the authority of the Pennsylvania hate law.
Stay there. Repeat that when we get back. We'll talk about the dark lords of the ADL giving their orders to their henchmen to execute the First Amendment when we return. They just can't wait to start savaging Christians.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Pastor Ted Pike, and this is not a joke, this is not a drill, and I know a lot of you are still in denial. So one of the most famous cases that finally got America to wake up happened in the last year, and they were going to trial. They were facing 47 years in prison, and thank God they had video of all of it, and Bush's Justice Department advised and just like Bush's Justice Department went after Judge Roy Moore, and they promoted the attorney general that savaged him. I mean, just another example. The first thing Bush did was raid the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. I mean, these are evil, evil people, folks. But Pastor Pike, please continue with what happened to these good, decent Christian preachers.
Yes, they were charged with 8 crimes, including 3 felonies, and violation of the Anti-Defamation's state anti-hate law. And in court, the prosecution for the city of Philadelphia claimed that these Christians had were guilty of hate speech. They had used their bullhorn as an instrument of crime, conveying hateful verses out of the Bible against these sodomites, provoking a riot among the homosexuals. That, combined with a clear bias against homosexuality, seemed to entitle Lynn Abraham and the Hate Crimes Gestapo of Philadelphia to lock them up for 21 hours in jail and launch prosecution against them. Fortunately, I had been in contact with Michael Markovich, the leader of the Philly 11. We were able to dramatize that on many talk show hosts, with many talk show hosts across the nation, about 100 broadcasts, and we blew that, blew the cover on that tremendous news blackout.
Now let's understand, though, why they were being charged, what they did.
Well, according to the ADL, you see, bias against homosexuality is basically means that you are a hater. And if they can contrive some kind of a crime, small or great, which was a result of that bias, then according to the American definition of a hate crime in state hate laws, you have become guilty of a hate crime. Now, in Canada, it's different because up there they don't have the protections of the First Amendment. Up in Canada, if a member of a federally protected group can simply claim that their feelings have been hurt by your speech, they can report you to the Hate Crimes Tribunal, and you may end up spending a couple $100,000 if you're lucky to keep from going to prison.
Or going to prison, as many have. And, I mean, this is mild stuff too, folks, but we're talking about the First Amendment here, and it's being viciously savaged. So, but they had videotape, though, that all they did was pray on a street corner and do what the police said when they said move. And tell folks how long they were facing in prison.
They were facing a total of 47 years in prison and $80,000 fines each. And that included a 17-year-old girl who was in prison as part of this group.
Now, again, folks, we're talking about praying because it upset the other groups.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to just kind of fast-track forward to where we will be in a few years if this big federal hate bill, which has now been approved by the House of Representatives, becomes law, I got a call a few months back from a pastor in Canada, and he had just that week been out in the public square in a town in northern Saskatchewan doing nothing but handing out pamphlets. I don't think he was even verbally involved with the people handing out gospel tracts. And a policeman walked up to him and informed him that such so-called proselytizing is now a hate crime in Canada, and if he were to continue, he would have to be arrested. Now, that's the bottom line. Where all of this legislation is heading is to end the free speech of Christians, even the free speech to evangelize and do the basic, perform the basic duties of a true Christian.
Stay there, Pastor. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a drill. Look at all the other horrible stuff that's happening. This is going on. We'll give you details when we get back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.